Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there. I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the final Metal Injection livecast of 2012. My resolution for 2013 is to be more humble and to always share my coke. Happy New Year, losers. Here's the show.
Humble!
Fuck the 2012!
Fuck the 2012!
Piece of shit.
Fuck the Chuck Landington.
Oh.
He is not the intelligent Jew.
He's a funny one.
He's a robot. I would assume the intelligence before the funniness.
Yeah.
With a robot.
Hi, everybody.
Livecast 193 is on the air. Welcome.
It is.
We have a special guest sitting in with us today. Jake from Periphery is here. Hey, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi.
How's it going? Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Wow.
Oh, wow. It's the first time there's been clapping.
Wow.
In a while. I can't remember
like
the last time.
Clapping.
What a prestigious acclaim. Thank you.
We didn't clap for the Metal Sucks guys last week?
Did we?
I thought maybe at some point there was a clap. It might have just been one clap.
It might have just been in your head. You were like, yes, they're finally back. And you were clapping.
I was thinking more at the end of the show, but all right.
There was a clap at the end of the show. Oh.
No.
That's how Chuck Landon can clap. Wow, a standing ovation.
Wow.
That's not a standing ovation.
Oh, wait.
This is a standing ovation.
It sounds like rain.
Yeah, a little bit.
Our audience is actually outside.
In the rain.
The weather is not so good, but they're very devoted.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin the illusion, but there's not actually an audience.
What?
It's just sound. Yeah.
Darren, fourth wall.
Sorry.
Oh, no,
well,
you're breaking K-Fed or whatever.
K-Fed. We're breaking K-Fed.
Close enough.
Close. It's K-Fabe.
So did Britney Spears.
Okay.
We have a phone number here, and that is 646-929-1357. I smoked before the show, which usually we smoke once the show starts, and it's led for an interesting prep time. We actually just got back from barbecue. We were celebrating 3D's birthday.
Yes. On Tuesday is my real birthday.
So you can call in and wish Darren a prelated happy birthday.
Sure. But I'm not drinking. I'm just letting you all. I'm not getting spanked with a paddle. Too old for that shit.
What would be
like the lethargic equivalent of those things?
We'll put the TV on and I'll change the channel every time someone calls. I'll watch something totally at random without even knowing what it's going to be.
Let the caller call in and suggest a channel number.
And I have to watch.
Yes.
I'm a rebel. I'll watch what any channel that you say.
You are living on the edge.
Even if it's B-Cat.
Yeah, but you enjoy watching B-Cat. Yeah. Be honest.
Noah has,
depends what it is.
Noah has Fios.
Cable. No B-Cat.
And no, she has B-Cat, but what's crazy is that Fios has just like a million channels. Mm-hmm. So they have their own local public access channels. So she has like B-Cat Plus. B-Cat, by the way, are the call letters for the public. The Brooklyn Community Access Television. That's the acronym.
Who listens to the show and doesn't by now know what B-Cat is?
I'm just.
You've covered that territory.
Jake, did you know what B-Cat was?
I had no idea.
See?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jake didn't know.
I've ruined it.
Have a seat, Sid. Have a seat.
Someone Super Nintendo Chalmers said I should rip out a page of the Bible for every happy birthday.
That's a lot of work, though.
We don't have a Bible here.
No.
Well, you have the one, but it's already pageless. You rip out pages anyway.
Right. I just walk around with a shell of a Bible to show people this is what I've
done. And
you
sit in the park reading an empty pageless Bible.
This Bible's much better. See, everyone?
It finally makes sense.
Yeah. Ay-yi-yi. You get me a Bible, I'll do it, guys.
So 646-929-1357. Mm-hmm. Call and wish Darren a happy birthday.
It's a birthday. We had ribs.
Yeah, we had ribs. And Darren ordered a king-sized platter of meat.
Well, it was free. I'm a yid.
He did a very good job.
Yeah,
I'm king-sized.
Very impressed.
I was two ribs short of finishing all my food.
You crushed it.
I'll tell you exactly what I had. I had a half rack of ribs, two andouille sausage-type hot links that they serve there, and 3/4 pound of brisket, and macaroni and cheese and potato salad. So only two ribs.
And then followed by cake.
That cake was astounding. That was awesome.
There's some delicious chocolate mousse cake.
Mousse.
It was good stuff. We were in a bit of a food coma.
Yeah.
Darren had to use the bathroom. He didn't want to blow up Noah's bathroom.
Yeah.
So he...
I just want the meat.
Noah was saying that while we were online. Yeah. She was just like,
weird because she also...
I never eat the meat.
So it was weird. I don't understand.
Jeez. God.
It was very strange. Noah told me never to play sounds of her, but I don't think that one fit.
It's appropriate.
I just hate listening to my own voice.
Why is that?
I don't know. I should be seen, not heard.
I mean, you listen back to the show, right?
Yeah.
So you hear your voice.
I always cringe at the parts where I talk, but I enjoy listening to the rest of it.
Why? You have a very, professional sounding radio voice, I feel.
I'm humble.
Fuck, didn't know. She no have certificate. She is the number one intelligent Jew.
Wow, thank you, Iron Sheik.
But Sid, he's no good motherfucker.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry. Well, he wouldn't like you.
I mean, no, probably not.
He likes Cynic. He's
I think he would hate me, but respect me.
I respect the Sydney.
Would he like the Lego Sid?
Oh, the Lego Sid.
Oh, earlier today we learned that there's a Lego version of Sid out in the wild.
If you buy the Lego recycling truck set, there comes a little Lego man who looks exactly like me.
Which
isn't creepy.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, Sid, you would never recycle, though, right?
If I have
That's
to.
Not inaccurate.
If the law says he has.
The law says.
In my home, we recycle. We have to.
But you're like a conscientious objector to it.
That's just to any activity. So recycling falls under that broad umbrella, but I don't hate it any more or less than I hate doing anything else. So it's fine.
But what kind of toy is that anyway that could give a kid a recycling?
It's, you know, the yuppie hipster parents give their kids eco-friendly.
I mean, wouldn't you want to give them like a space station or something? You know,
that's probably a lot bigger. a lot more pieces.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't come with the Lego Sid either.
No, exactly.
We got it. Can you put a picture of that in the chat?
I just did.
You did?
A photo of it. Yeah.
So it's so dead on. It's just like because the little Sid guy looks like. He's like, all right, take the picture already. Yeah. Like, it looks like
I'm at work.
And there's one.
I just love that it's the beard and the glasses.
Yeah.
And the beard is the exact same shade as the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really fucking disturbing.
The skin is the same yellow
and
color.
And also, I think because he has a hat on, and you always wear a hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Same color hat, too, a blue one.
All that's missing, as Darren said before, is the overalls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to wear Oshkosh.
You just have to start wearing overalls, Sid. That's
hanging off the back of a garbage truck.
There's one picture where you're actually picking up a banana.
I hate bananas.
Yeah, it looks like you're very angry about
it. That's a deal breaker for any job. If I have to come in contact with bananas, I'm out.
Well, it's like all the other little Lego men have like this smile painted on,
yeah,
you know, and then
Sid's
the Sid
angry.
Lego is like apathetic, you
no,
know.
Sid's
it's not even angry. It's just like a neutral.
A curled lip. Squiggly line.
Like, this is the best smile I can muster. Just snap the picture already.
Immortalized as a garbage man. Would you smile?
That's true. He's working in a recycling center. What the fuck? Like, what, is he going to be extremely ecstatic
to
be
his
there?
Finest hour.
It's not even like the sanitation. It's not even like the prestige of a garbage man.
Wait, that's more. Being a garbage man is more prestigious than being a recycling
because
man?
Because you're picking up like every day as opposed to like once a week.
But it's stinkier and grosser.
But you make more money.
I feel
you.
Isn't it the same people?
I have no idea.
Isn't the reason it only comes once a week because they don't have like the staff to do it?
Probably. I mean, that makes sense.
I don't know.
But garbage men get paid like triple time, triple overtime for working on
like,
snow days.
They smell like triple like garbage.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they can leave their clothes at work.
But it's night.
But they're at
work
smelling like garbage. They're dealing with your garbage.
Oh, if it's so great, why don't you become a garbage
man? Yeah, exactly. Sounds like there's a great benefit involved.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Can't picture that.
You could be like the dispatcher.
I'll just be like the slave driver, and I'll just like say, pick up the garbage.
I don't want to burst your bubble. They don't use slaves in the recycling. I know you were all excited about that.
Same
thing. You don't get to whip anything.
You're a line producer. Production manager.
Tyrant.
You can run the board at the
dictator.
Yeah, that's what a dispatcher. She gets on the mic. She's telling people where to go.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9.
She's on the trucking channel. 10-4. It's almost the same thing. She's
got on delay. On delay.
Attention, all trucks. Go where the garbage is.
Yes.
Over.
Follow the wavy
stink
line.
Thank God that's over.
Super Nintendo Chalmers had a really good line in the chat. Sid seems to be the human personification of a shrug.
Yeah.
Sure.
True. I agree with that.
And then Capsburger asks, does voodoo work on Legos? Because I might have to get one then.
Oh.
What would Capsburger? What would you do to a voodoo Sid? What would you voodoo to Sid? Am I right?
Probably just like rub the crotch.
You can't poke pins.
So you always feel good.
he's going to go buy the Lego and he has it already. Just take it out of the box and start caressing the nutsack.
Yeah.
Campion just posted a link to a Lego and was like, hey, that's Lego Rob. And then the link is Jabba the Hutt.
A Lego version of
Jabba the Hutt. Of Jabba the Hutt.
How
I don't look even, like that.
How is that even Lego? That's
my skin color is way browner.
I think it's made of Legos. Isn't it?
Rob has more chest hair.
Oh, yeah. Way too smooth.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any barbecue sauce in his...
And he's not wearing a T-shirt he got for free at a show.
True.
I didn't get this at a show, okay? This is a Metal Suck shirt. They just gave it to me on a random day we
you
hung
You probably
out.
Met them at a show, though.
Can someone Photoshop that holding a mic and talking to a corpse grinder or something?
And wearing a Black Dahlia murder shirt?
Java injection. Didn't they used to call you Jabba or Yabba when you were a kid?
Yabba.
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 This guy that I went to high school with couldn't pronounce the letter R. And he would say it like as a G.
Yabba.
So it would be like, Yabba.
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 Sing Robert.
Yabba.
That's a weird speech. Where was this guy from?
He was American.
He was Russian. Oh. But he just had a... It's regardless. He had a speech impediment. Like, he just couldn't... get his tongue to roll that way. I don't know.
But then you, then all your friends started just calling you Gabba, right?
Yeah.
And then his screen name was Gabba.
Oh,
was it? I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
And then you, like, you didn't know how close you were with Rabba. See? It actually existed before.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's based on the true story.
Ripped from the headlines. Can we get that guy on the phone and see if he still says it that way?
Oh, I don't even remember his full, like, I remember his first name.
Facebook, come on, find him.
He died? That's not nice.
I was just saving you having to look for it.
Thank you. You're right, he's dead.
Oh, lame.
This guy spelled Chewbacca as if it was Hanukkah.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
Speaking of the holidays, everyone was visiting their families. Darren, you were saying that you hung out with your aunts, your old Jewish women.
It was like a whole gathering, but it was at their house.
Like of juggalos or not? Were there juggalos?
My family is all juggalos. No, it's just, like on the mother's side of the family, it's just very Jewy, like Long Island. They all come in from Long Island. One guy came from Maine. Like they're all over the Northeast, you know. And it's just all these very yenta, like this, but they're very nice people. Like I had a great time. I'm not trying to, but just giving you the idea of how they act. Like this one woman is very. She married this really rich guy. She's my cousin, and she's talking about this whole story. She came in from Long Island with her husband. They went to see the Les Mis movie. First they went to see, what was that play that Hugh Jackman is in? Do you know? Anyone?
He's in a movie, isn't he?
She went to see him in some play, though. Oh, maybe she went to the premiere of Les Miserables, because she was talking about Les Miserables the whole time. So she's talking about, oh, I went backstage, and I was holding the poster for my friend, and I got asked to go see Hugh Jackman in the back room. It was just name dropping, you know.
She got asked.
My friend knows Hugh Jackman. So she's making it like it's no big deal, like a humble brag, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my friend asked me to go back and see Hugh Jackman. So I took the poster. My friend didn't even know I was gone. That's how much they listen to me. He brings the poster. I bring the poster in, bring it back, signed by Hugh Jackman. And he didn't even know I was gone. Ugh! You know, it's like just like a yenta. But anyway, so it was just so funny how she was describing Les Miserables, which is this awful, like, horrible, like, not that it's a horrible movie, but
story.
It's like the...
I'm sure it is, though.
Well, I haven't seen it. I don't want to judge, but, like, just how the story of it is so depressing. And she's talking about, oh, this theater was so comfortable. Oh, and it was like... I'm like, you go to a theater like that, they should have a bed of nails to see Les Mis. You should, like... They're just all these depressing stories entertaining this rich Jewish yenta from Long Island, you know.
I'm surprised she didn't go see The Guilt Trip.
Yeah.
That movie with Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen.
Yes. Steal some more bread, you urchin, you street urchins. Oh, another French whore. Entertain me. Amuse me, please.
Is this The Guilt Trip or Les Mis?
That's Seth Rogen is the French whore. Who wants to see that shit?
I want to see it just because I'm like, I want to see the Jewish jokes that they're going to go for, the obvious Jewish jokes.
That's a rental.
No, I'm not going to go to the theater to see it. I'm definitely going to watch it at home when there's absolutely nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. But it saddens me that I want to see it.
Why?
I want to see a Barbara Streisand movie.
What's wrong with that? You want to see
my parents like Barbara Streisand.
But you have a justification why you want to see it.
Yeah.
Because it's
dude,
dumb.
Go see it with your parents. You know how psyched they would be?
Yeah, take your aunt to the movie.
They would hate going. They're like, why are you paying for all three of us for
Who
movie
said
tickets?
Anything about you paying?
When, well,
have them pay
for
you.
Robert, just torrent it.
When was the last time your parents took you out?
It was the last movie you saw with your parents.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Can I tell you something? I was going to make a joke of a movie that was a long time ago, and that was older than what I was going to say. I was going to go like,
that
you
was
know,
totally the last movie that my whole family went to see. And notice how quickly, I didn't even have to think about it. That was definitely the worst, the last time.
What was that, like early 90s? What is that?
Yeah.
I was definitely...
Home Alone.
Or like maybe mid-90s, because my sister was like, you know, there as well, and alert. So she had to have been a few years old. Yeah, I went to visit my mom on Christmas, my whole family, actually, on Christmas, because I figured, well, all my other friends are probably going to be visiting their family, so there'll be nothing to do. So might as well visit the folks, because I'm a great guy like that.
How'd that go?
Right.
It went pretty well. And what's funny is that my mom started grilling me about Jenny again.
Oh,
and
okay.
As I mentioned on the show previously, my mom has it in her head that I'm banging Jenny. I was going to say that I'm dating Jenny, but she
just
probably
tell
doesn't
her
think
that
we're
she's
dating.
She's not Jewish. And then she'll get off.
Oh,
the
she knows. She knows she's not Jewish. Oh. That's why she doesn't approve it. And she's
oh,
been
she
like,
doesn't.
Oh.
I didn't know.
No, she's been like telling me, like, you know, don't. Remember, I think last
don't
time on
get
the show,
her pregnant.
Don't get her pregnant or whatever.
Robert, date Schmidt. Heat it and quit it. You got to smang it, Robert.
What's smang it again?
It's smash it and bang it together, I think. That's an urban. There was a song, I guess.
Remember the Black Frank?
Yeah. Yenny. Are you still with this Yenny?
Well, this last time, there was like a whole line of questioning about Jenny.
Because they found her Color Me profile?
No.
Oh,
I don't think that
can you imagine
anymore.
Does she have her picture on that to associate?
I think it was just from the neck down.
You should troll your parents and like make a Jenny profile on Color Me says I'm the Jenny that's dating Robert Pesvani. Just accidentally open it in front of your mother. Oh, this is Smangit. Robert, right here. This is what you should do to the Yenny. Now listen. I'm a smash it too, so let's just say I'm gonna smang it. See, Robert, you should do that. Not nervous this is, but sounds dirty. Sounds dirty.
Jake, I think this is due for a Gent remix.
I'll get right on that.
You guys need to put some
videos over.
You got to put some shred over this vocal line. I think it would work. It would be a huge hit.
Let's hear the serious talk up Periphery covering Smangit.
All right, guys, you know that hit hip hop nation track Smangit. Well, the fine folks in Virginia's Maryland, right?
You're fired.
You're fired.
It's live radio, Rob.
Nice
you don't
research.
Get to get remote.
The fine folks in that band from that state that's not New York, so it doesn't matter. Periphery, they put a little heavy metal twist on this hip hop tune. Let's check it out.
This song's already over. Robert,
yeah,
you're talking over the Smangit. You should listen. For pointers.
Yeah, so she said my mom was just like asking me about Jenny, and then at first I'm not really like paying attention to the line of questioning and just agreeing with it and like eating the food that she cooked for me, which is delicious. Mm-hmm. And
what
so,
was it, by the way?
Actually, my dad cooked this time. He cooked a Persian stew. It was phenomenal.
I know that guy.
No borscht.
That's a good dude.
Sound like a character on our show.
Borscht.
It's your uncle.
Persian stew means it's Sal the jerk off bar. nickname in high school.
So then I realized that my mom is asking me all this. I'm like, wait a minute, Mom. Do you still think that I'm dating Jenny? Like, do you not believe me when I tell you that we're not dating? And she's like, yes, I still think you're dating her. And I'm like, but why would I lie to you? Why, like, if I was dating her, I would just admit it, you know, at this point. She's like, no, you don't want to admit it. And I'm like, why? She's like, because you don't want me asking questions about Jenny. Like, I just spent an hour.
You're doing it anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
In
well,
two
she's
weeks,
like, no, no.
In 2 weeks, you should call her and tell her you got Jenny pregnant and freak her out for, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, can we please do this on the air?
And I'd be like, no, see, she's not pregnant now. Aren't you happy that I'm not banging Jenny?
But then she'll be sad that you won't be a grandma.
Oh.
I had adjusted to it, Robert, and now you yanked her rug away from me.
Say Jenny miscarried.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, you're right.
I demand to see a fetus.
Oh, wow, I love this joke. Because you're going to ask, did Rob eat any olivier?
What is that?
I don't know what
it's
that
like
is.
It's like a salad, like a cold. salads.
As opposed to all those hot salads.
Yeah.
I was going to say, who knew Yokozuna was Ruski? But yeah. Then again, he probably eats that.
And coincidentally, yes, I did in fact have anemia.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty good. It's like a bologna salad. It's like bologna, bologna, cucumber, and egg, boiled egg.
Any
mayo.
He must have been farting a while up the wazoo.
Quite possibly.
Oscar Mayer bologna?
Oh. No, Russian bologna.
Professorska?
Yes! Oh, my mom, Darren, also said that she loves you and she would like to cook you dinner.
Really?
Yes. I won't be there, though, so it'll just be the two of you.
What is that?
That sounds like a date.
My mom thinks you're hilarious.
Oh, that's good. I feel bad. I'm doing her voice and everything. But
I don't understand.
It doesn't. I'm not mocking her. I just feel like it's. I need to represent your mother's point of view in this conversation.
Well, maybe she wants to get to know you so that
maybe
there's like a more accurate portrayal of her.
This is all a plot to like poison
to kill
you.
Me. No. The times that I've been to your house when you still lived there, she was enormously nice and hospitable to me, and I really like your mother.
Back off, Darren. She is a married woman.
Rob has two dads.
Sorry.
Darren is Rob's dad.
It's a sitcom. I'm going to call myself Persian Stew because we know she likes Persian, so I'm going to.
And you can wear one of those white collared shirts and leave like three buttons open. So your chest hair sticks out.
For some reason, when I think of like the visual representation of Persian stew, I imagine Disco Stew from The Simpsons, but brown.
Yeah, he's like the Wild and Crazy Guys. You know, Dan Aykroyd.
Or like if you just shaved your beard, that would be Disco Stew but brown.
Where are the ladies? Or Ahmadinejad in a sequin shirt. How about that?
I could see that. Yeah. There's probably a picture of that online if you search. Mm. Rob, go ahead.
No.
Into your Iranian database. Find that photo.
What? An Iranian
database? Yeah, why not?
He just stores
IranianData.base? Is that the website?
Oh, sure. All right.
Clownpenis.fart. Well, you don't know, that's an SNL. You ever saw that one?
I don't know.
That's an SNL sketch. It's like an ad for an investment firm, and it's all normal until the end, and they go, visit us at www.clownpenis.fart. And the joke is that it was right when the internet was starting, so no one really understood it. So they go, like, they were out of URLs.
Okay.
Like, this is the last URL available.
Okay.
And they say it like eight times. They have a woman, you know, clownpenis.fart, you know, over and over again. Mm-hmm.
Rob, buy that URL right now.
I think someone has it and did something with it.
And just put Iranian photos.
Well, not fart. I guess that would just return an error, right? Because there's no.
Oh yeah, it's just a link to the video. Like it goes to Google, and then there's a Facebook page, though. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Oh, Facebook.
Just listen to Rob browse the web for a while.
You just have a sound effect of Darren doing that.
It's like a white noise machine. It's relaxing to me.
The pitter patter. And there we go.
Yeah.
This is
www.clownpenis.fart.
So Jake, how did you spend the holiday season?
I spent it in Long Island, very very close by.
Oh yeah, Jake is a New Yorker.
That's right.
You were born in the Long Island?
No, I'm actually a transplant New Yorker. I was born in California, but I grew up here. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm kind of a phony, but.
How young were you when you moved here?
Five.
Oh, that's close enough.
Yeah.
And then Rob was only like four when he moved here.
I was born here.
Whatever.
I'm like you immigrant.
Sid
go
really
back
wasn't
to your
born
country.
Here. Yeah, Sid makes the most jokes. He's the only one on this show that wasn't
just
born in the U.S.
Just trying to deflect any suspicion.
When did you come here?
I was like, I don't know, like 6 months old.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Fucking immigrant. Get out.
I was seven.
Oh, you weren't. I always forget that, too. See? I don't know.
Yeah, because I camouflage my accent.
What's your accent now? What was your accent when you got here? Like, how did you talk?
I just learned English, so I just learned how to speak English properly.
Oh,
so
you learned when you learned over there?
No, I learned here. Remember, I went to yeshiva for a year.
Oh yeah. How was that?
I totally don't remember you going to yeshiva for a year. That happened?
I didn't know you. I was second grade. From second to third grade, I
went
to
yeshiva. No, but you said, remember I went to yeshiva for a year? Did you talk about this?
I think so.
Of course.
Didn't I ever talk?
But you're the same age as my girlfriend. Did you go to the same yeshiva?
I went to yeshiva Flatbush. I don't think she went there. She went to yeshiva Rambam.
That's what we should do, just do one episode where we just say Rambam for 2 hours.
It's the stupidest name.
I can't stop laughing when I hear that. It doesn't matter how many times. It's like, I don't remember if I showed you that video of, like, you know, do you know the, on YouTube where they tell you how to pronounce stuff?
Yeah.
And then someone made a bunch of fake ones where they just say it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the one for Hanukkah, did you... Can
no,
you
I didn't
find
see
that one?
One?
What's the name of that?
Pronunciation the, Manual.
Is that what
is
it
the
is?
Fake one.
Okay. I never even heard of that. I don't know what that is.
It's funny.
It's just like... Yeah. I probably just ruined the joke.
Yeah.
No one knows how to really, you know, like non-Jews can't really propel the phlegm up.
Yeah, for the chuz and the...
I always cringe with it's ours. Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah! People always do that when they know you're Jewish. Like they say Merry Christmas. Oh, I mean Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's all right.
Sorry.
I'll take the Merry Christmas.
It's
yeah.
just as meaningless yeah. as if you say
yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
I was telling everyone Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Right, well,
it's like on purpose because I'm Jewish.
What I used to do is they would go Merry Christmas, and then they would I go, I'm Jewish. And they go, well, Happy Hanukkah. And I go, no, it's okay. I'm an atheist. And then they get pissed. That's like the second volley that you've thwarted
yeah.
their thing. But.
They just go, thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, well, happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, one second. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've definitely been getting a bunch of Happy New Years. And I'm like, all right, sure.
What do you do? You don't say it back? You too.
He just goes, okay.
No.
You okay. too. It's so, like, dickish. I don't know. You too.
All right, here, I found it.
Play it again. I think I talked over it.
He's saying, I'm going to the store to buy an ice cream sandwich. Won't you join me?
There's also Christmas.
Kahai roast in the ass. Kahai roast him. Yes. Cairo Stimmy yes. Do you have Justin Bieber there? That's a good one.
I could load that, but here's xylophone for now.
Slap-a-honey. Slap-a-honey. Slap-a-honey.
All right, Justin Bieber.
Juggy Brodelteen. Juggy Brodelteen. Juggy Brodelteen.
All right.
Yeah.
This is a wow.
The original.
Justin Bieber has a million views.
You need to do a Metal Injection Justin Bieber parody just to get hits.
Yeah. Yeah, the one with the most hits is the 50 Cent one.
Conchouchin.
By far, it's like 200,000.
Conchouchin.
200,000?
Something like that, yeah.
The channel itself has 54 million YouTube views. That's ridiculous. Penis is the most viewed one, actually. Let's see.
Could we make that a drop?
Damn it. How many times do you all do it?
Nippus.
Whoa.
Nippus.
Do we have any drops from last week's show? I remember Rob said something particularly humorous.
No, I didn't pull anything.
No.
Sorry.
I think somebody posted it in the comments as well, just to remind us. Oops.
I don't know what you heard about me.
I just went to this to find the number of hits.
Country.
You can fade it down.
Got
one
wife, I want to listen to it. Right. Can we just listen to it and then take a music break?
Okay.
I don't know what
really?
You heard
yeah.
about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country.
By the way, it's 120.
You can buy your sandwich from me. Cause I'm a deli on A.R.A.B.
Can't build a bomber, fly a jetliner.
I'm not the kind of guy who blows shit up for Al-Qaeda. You like to think all of us Arabs are just like Osama. It's like me saying all Americans are Jeffrey Dahmer. I see a hottie with a dot, just got to work her. Now a little in the grill, taking off a burger. Can't resist Muslim chicks, they look good on camels. This one bitch on Reg Rich, she gave my family cat. She's from my country, thinks she likes me cause I come from Yemen. All of your girls treat me funny after 9/11. That kind of shit makes you think, makes you hit the bourbon. I keep a little bottle, it's underneath my turban. Little kids in the street looking at me weird. You don't want to know what kind of shit is in my beer. Takes 3 hours to undress to go pee. It's not so easy to be an ARA freak.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Woo!
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got your paper magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. Don't see me hanging with Israelis. Cause I'm a turban wearing ARAP.
I'm not a Turk or a Swede or a Pakistani. No, I'm not a Iraqi. I'm an ARAP. I'm from Yemen, you see. It's 100 degrees in February. I'm an ARAP. Can't skate, can't ski. No Lipton iced tea. No vanilla Pepsi. I'm an ARAP. No MTV. No Nas or Jay-Z. No electricity. I'm an ARAP. Got a nice bodega outside the 7th ring. I can get you toilet paper, extra soft or plain. Got an umbrella for $2 if it starts to rain. You want to buy on credit? You must be on cocaine. Oh crap, FBI, knocking on my window pane. I swear I don't know anything about Saddam Hussein. When I watch metal injection, I always get a twitch. Had sex with Noah, then I found that Jesus then. Bitch!
I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country.
Keep buying all
you only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. There ain't no snow out here, you can't ski. Cause I'm a desert dwelling ARAP.
Arabs never eat spaghetti, shrimp or calamari. I wish I could because I'm really sick of chicken curry. You ever have to share a bathroom with 11 brothers? My little nephew had to run away from Sally's brother. Arabs, we don't eat bacon. Arabs, we don't use mirrors. Arabs, we get direct TV for watching Al Jazeera. Arabs, we don't watch porno. Arabs, we don't play hockey. Arabs, we don't like when you call us name like camel jockey. I got the bad attitude from living in sand. Call me towel head, I'll snap like a rubber band. Arabs, we're regular guys, nobody understands. Where I come from, there's no survivor friends of Spider-Man. There ain't no Jenna Jameson, there ain't no Jackie Chan. And if they catch you masturbating, they cut off your hand.
Ow!
That's why I came here to the land of the free, so I can be me. A taxi driving ARAP.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country.
Woo!
You only got one wife, I got three. You've got your paper magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. I don't eat pork and I pray to the east. Cause I'm an Allah-fearing ARAP.
You know, in America they say there is no business like show business. In Yemen we say there's no business like show business. Did you say that?
Oh yeah, you know, it's all franchised out now.
Allah! Are you done hollering?
No.
Bird.
Yeah.
yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it. We'll be right back. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Rob is covering his marijuana cigarette in Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Rob, remember. Inhale. Don't swallow. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
This is Bruce, Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now. But he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net. Got any reefer? Nope.
Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
We are back on the live cast. Still in hour number one.
How did that happen?
Weird. Well, we did that last week, too. Time for another music break?
All right, let's play some Kano.
Some Kano?
Some Kano. So, Jake, what was your favorite album of the year, now that this is the last one of 2012?
I really liked 12 Foot Ninja's Silent Machine. That was my pick for album of the year, and I didn't listen to a lot of albums, so I don't really know too much else what came out besides like Gojira. But that would be my first pick is 12 Foot Ninja.
Sid?
So I didn't really listen to that many albums. Could you list all the albums that came out this year, and I'll tell you which ones I heard, and then it'll sort of help.
The Sugar Coloss, The End.
Yes, The End. That was my favorite. That was a good one.
Noah, did you have a favorite album? All of them?
Periphery was my favorite album.
Oh, how convenient.
Thank you.
What was your favorite track on the album?
I liked all of them. I liked every single minute of it.
Yeah, she liked the cover of Smell Yo Dick. That was the...
No, take me to that movie's
Let
one.
Let me take it to the movie, shout it.
Don't play it. Don't play it.
I won't play it.
Please don't play it. It was like a very like nerd album because they had like guest guitarists on it.
So like it's like a P. Diddy album, but
for guitar nerds.
Yeah.
Little interludes and guest appearances and skits.
Yeah.
Sid, what was your favorite ska album of 2012? Do they still make those? Still make those. I hope that isn't a thing anymore. Come on. Mighty Mighty Boss.
What about of all time? What is your favorite ska album of all time?
I have favorite ska punk album, maybe.
Which was?
Either the Operation Ivy album or the first Suicide Machines album.
Oh, yeah.
But straight up ska, even like the Boston's isn't like really a ska band. They're like a rock band that had horns.
Oh, Sid, is that your fart from the break?
Ew.
Did it just travel to you?
I don't know. I'm getting something. Yeah. It might be Bruno.
I'm impressed that was you.
I don't think so. It would have been a much more instant impact. Maybe my favorite album of this year.
Sid,
no, that's not me. I smell it too now. That's not me.
No, it's not you, Sid.
It smells like it came from the bathroom.
I got one on deck, but that's not me yet.
I don't know.
Well, maybe it snuck out, Darren.
We ate a lot of food.
Yes, we did. I didn't have the beans, though. Someone else had the beans, Noah.
No, it's not me.
Oh, I also had beans.
No one would hold it against you, Noah.
They haven't digested yet.
Were we the only two that got beans? Was it only the two of us?
Oh. I wouldn't eat beans and be around people. That's just unconscionable.
You ate a potato salad that has, like, eggs and stuff.
That doesn't
in it.
Give me the farts.
To be
the
fair,
meat did, but, I mean, we were going to a meat place. So
yeah.
It was inevitable. A
whatever,
bit.
We're all friends.
But beans would have, no, I wouldn't have been your friend after that. You would have not let me in the house. To be honest, though, my Christmas was spent having a terrible stomach virus that I'm still sort of getting over.
How did that happen?
I don't know. My wife got it, and then 24 hours later, I got it. I don't know if it was something we ate or we might, I don't know. I have no idea.
So what happened to you?
Throwing up and pissing out of my ass for more than a day.
Ugh.
Were you doing it at the same time?
No, first her, and then once she started getting better, I got it.
That's good to coordinate the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, I meant pissing shit out of your ass and vomiting.
No, she had that problem.
That's the worst.
And what happened? She ended up throwing up into the bathtub.
Oh.
And this
did
was
you
like,
clean it?
No. Which I definitely she let me hear about when I was sick.
Sid's instantaneous.
But here's the thing.
Do a woman
but here's the thing.
It was her puke.
She was sick at like it was like 1 or 2 in the morning, and she was shitting and throwing up into the tub, and she felt so crappy afterwards. She didn't want to clean up the tub right away.
So you left.
So we just closed the bathroom door and went to bed.
Did you take a bath in it?
Holy, the smell the next morning. Wow.
What you expect?
Wait, like, you couldn't even, like, run the water and, like... That just made it worse because it was thick.
How did you clean it?
I stood at the door and she, like, was wiping it up with paper towels and I had a plastic bag.
Did you
Wait, why did you stay at the door? Why were you...
Because it smelled really bad. It was going to make me throw up, too. That was going to just make things worse. Luckily,
maybe if If you would have thrown up over the dried throw-up, it would have loosened it up a bit.
Oh, no. It was like this pink, like, thick
like,
paste.
It was like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, but like with chunks of ground beef.
Pink slime.
Well, that's a new flavor they have, ground beef Pepto-Bismol.
That might be the worst.
I'm going to puke. That's the show title.
That's the show title for sure.
Ground beef Pepto-Bismol.
Thankfully, when I was sick, I pissed out of my ass, then got up and then threw up into the toilet, so there was no...
Did you flush at least?
Oh, of course.
I usually bring, because my bathtub's nowhere near my toilet, I'd bring a little, like, I learned this lesson.
A bucket?
A pail?
Something, anything, like a bowl or, you know, something, a Tupperware.
Well, China!
Yeah.
I throw up very rarely, so I thought I'd somehow avoid that part of the stomach virus, but no. But I only threw up, like, once, so it wasn't that bad.
That's good.
But then for like the next 2 days, like my shits were just, it looked like wet sand. It was the color of sand. It was like beige, grainy liquid.
I hate when that
happens. It was so fucking weird.
It's the worst. Like loose shits are just the worst. Yes. You know, a solid, nice solid dump is the best kind of dump.
Yeah. I don't have those often.
Well, when I used to, I know you eat a pretty unhealthy diet.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't think that's an insult.
No,
I
mean, it's the truth.
It's the truth.
Yeah. I used to eat a really unhealthy diet, and my shits were terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. And since I started eating a lot healthier, like my shits are very regular, boom, solid, done in like 5 minutes, maybe tops.
Hearty.
Probably less. And, you know, the way you want it. You know, it's like if there's no distress whatsoever, it's all... You should give it some thought, at least.
Yeah,
you know.
But then I'd have to abandon taco night on a weekly basis.
No, but you eat that once in a while. It doesn't ruin
once
your whole... Yeah,
right.
Whatever. Once a week
taco
is fine.
Night.
Taco night?
That's what we do.
But that's it.
But you can eat healthy-type tacos anyway.
Yeah,
eats the whole fucking purpose.
What? Tell me about these tacos.
Healthier.
Ground beef
and sauce.
Do you put a lot of cheese?
Not a lot of cheese. A little bit of cheese. Maybe some jalapenos. Sour cream.
What's bad with that? That's like protein, a vegetable.
Yeah, that's not really unhealthy.
Dairy.
I get the shits like crazy afterwards. That's
well, maybe it's the combination of dairy
anything
and
anything just goes
and
right
meat.
Through me. I feel like I have no, like, my intestine is just a straight line.
It's true. You really, like, just have to go very shortly after eating.
Especially red meat. That's the worst. Like, any trip to Outback Steakhouse, it results in a... furious mad dash to my toilet.
So maybe cut down on your red meat. Maybe you have chicken tacos.
Yeah, or lamb.
Or pork.
Sid doesn't compromise.
Isn't lamb red meat, though?
No, it's pink meat.
Would you say food is one of the most enjoyable things you do?
Sure.
Yeah, so he doesn't want to ruin his enjoyment.
Yeah.
You're the one that got on this whole topic of Sid should start eating healthier, and now you're defending him?
No. I was telling him what he was complaining about his poop being liquidy. So I said, what would make it more solid? Huh?
Oh, but yeah, in general, it's not the great. It's not even that it's liquidy. It comes out solid, but it doesn't all come out in one sitting.
Pebbles.
No. I drop logs on a regular basis, but like... I'll drop two, and then the third one will be like halfway, and then it'll just sort of stop.
Oh, that's the worst, and you have to wipe for half.
Yeah, yeah. And then I come back an hour or two.
Wait,
later,
how do you cut it off? Do you like try to dangle it off, or do you try to squeeze
gets
your butt?
Gets up and does
you
a
like
belly dance. Noah just demonstrated by doing a wiggle. We need a camera in this studio.
No, we don't.
You just pinch it. That's why they call it a turd cutter.
Yeah.
Ugh. So then you must have really good sphincter control.
I guess.
I sit on the toilet so long, my legs constantly fall asleep.
That's why I don't understand that. You too? I don't. Yeah. Even when I was eating like poorly, I just wouldn't go to the bathroom until it was ready to come out.
Well, sometimes with me also, I just get caught up in like web browsing on my phone.
Yeah, that does also happen.
Like
but I feel like when I do get caught up in web browsing, I'll begin like a second session of poop. And I'm like, well, I can't get up now.
Yeah.
Things are moving down there.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, no, this is going to be painful. And then there's like a 1 minute readjustment period of standing where I don't move and just let the blood flow a little bit. And then I try to wipe as quickly as possible. And if I know it's going to be really bad, I will run to my bed and lay down until it passes and then get back up and like wash my hands.
Is that wiping?
No, after wiping. You have to wipe.
No, I thought you just stand up and run to your bed and lay down.
No, I said I wipe as fast as I can so that while the blood is like, you know, rushing to start the you
the
know
next
the,
movement?
The pinching of the leg, you know, like when you move your leg and it's just like, oh, this is unbearable.
I thought you were talking about like your ass, not your leg.
No, my feet are asleep.
Who knows where one ends and the other begins?
I gotta read this. El Deuterino. You say pebbles, I say bombing Japan. That's Sid's asshole.
All right.
Sid's asshole is Enola Gay.
How is Sid's asshole not a screen name in the chat yet?
It's too generic. It's
Sid's got a gaping asshole.
Sid drops logs. That should be a name.
Yeah.
Shit, Sid.
Thankfully for me, the towel rack is like right next to the toilet, so sometimes when my legs are asleep, I use that to pull myself up.
Really?
And I sort of balance myself on that.
Yeah,
so like
I
before the
right, yeah, you gotta like.
You are so old.
Am I just like I've never shat long
you know
enough?
I think, you know what?
Better
I think
circulation.
It is, I think it's also maybe because our toilets are lower than yours.
Really?
Your toilet might be higher because I think it's only because my legs are perched.
This
so
week,
high
homework
up.
Assignment: we all measure our toilets.
All right,
see who has the highest toilet.
Yeah.
Sarah's
I don't think
toilet
it's,
is like a high chair.
Yeah, it's only
it's
like
a
3 feet
throne.
High.
Fucking
I don't
King Henry VIII on that thing.
It's really Darren's throne.
More toilet tissue, boy.
He wears a fur cloak.
Yeah, I always put my cloak and my king's crown on when I go to shit.
So the scepter
and bear
comes
claw
out.
Slippers.
I take regal shits. I need to act the part.
Regal shit.
I need to act the part.
Yeah. You know, you're supposed to take your time on the toilet. It's
I've
to
never.
Be a relaxing thing for you.
Never.
And
it's so relaxing.
If you're constantly like, you know, trying to like be fast while you're shitting, you're gonna have issues going to the bathroom in the future.
I don't try to be fast.
And you're
gonna
need
just,
colon hydrotherapy.
The race. I don't rush it. I don't squeeze. I wait till it's ready to come out and then I go to the bathroom. I'm not. That's not
but
a joke.
You're supposed to like sit there and just kind of like, you know, roasting it or whatever.
Think about it.
Roast it.
Reflect on the animals that gave their lives to make this moment possible.
What if I eat a salad?
The farmers that plucked that root vegetable.
You're supposed to like look down
right?
And analyze your achievements.
Yeah.
I do that once I'm done. I look at it before I flush
the
it.
Kaddish?
Yeah, the Kaddish. No one knows what you said, but I laugh.
If they watch Homeland. They
that's like know. Your WFAN jokes to me.
It's fine.
Good morning to you and how you be.
Schmoozing. That man is a national treasure.
Yeah. Steve Sutton.
As is his hair.
Someone just made the name of Sid's anal fissure in the chat.
Oh, I
have. Have you ever had one of those?
Probably.
What's an anal fissure?
It's when you have a little rip in your asshole for one reason or another.
Yeah, I probably have.
Usually from wiping too hard.
I had a little red wipe this morning, so it's probably,
really?
Yeah, it happens from time.
I had one when I went to the bathroom when I came into the Metal Injection Studio building, and I knew I was going to drop such a megaton bomb. That I didn't want to use the studio bathroom. So I went into the private bathroom in the building, in the lobby of the building, which I had to be led into by Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And I destroyed it, basically.
It's like shit splattered all over the wall.
Yeah, and I had no. It was all in the toilet. But
did you have to like double triple flush?
No.
He didn't flush even once.
One flush was good. But I couldn't. You know what it is? It was like a panel of buttons, and I didn't know which one was the fucking flusher. I had to try three different buttons.
What else did they do?
Meeny, miny, miny.
Nothing.
No,
one of them didn't do
it. One is like a pee flush. One is a poo flush.
Oh.
But it didn't have. It was like a wiring. Like I guess maybe it was broken and they just fixed it because there was just wires sticking out.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so I just had a guess. It was like, do I cut the blue wire or do I cut the red wire? I don't want the other one to shove all the shit back onto me, you know? So, but yeah, I had to wipe so much that there was a little red polka dot.
Oh, no, Darren.
It's all right. It happens, you know. It's normal.
Anyone else have a bloody asshole today? So far we got...
let's not call it a bloody asshole.
You need some iodine?
Jake, how's your asshole between you today?
It's pretty good. I checked it out this morning.
No blood.
No.
Rob?
Lots of hair.
Why, like, the very few times that I've been to Europe, I noticed that, like, in Europe, the toilet paper that they use is, like, made out of wood. Why don't they believe in soft toilet paper in Europe?
I don't understand.
They have shitty toilets, and they don't care about the bathroom over there.
Why can't they improve their plumbing systems and make, like, soft toilet paper?
Maybe that's just a very bougie thing to have, soft toilet paper. Like, you really have to...
Yeah, you're a privileged American.
Yeah.
Damn right I am. My ass is not bleeding.
When it comes to toilet paper,
Can you imagine like how callous their buttholes must be?
I hate when I go to someone's house and they have that like one ply fucking Scott tissue shit.
You don't yeah, Kirkland.
Or you just use all of it and make a
yeah.
four ply.
Just take out the cardboard in the middle.
That doesn't really work though. Like
even still, it's so rough. You gotta like crumple it up first.
Yeah.
Like prep
soften
it.
Soften the fibers.
But the thing is, like folding one ply over several times doesn't work because they need to be integrated. Like they need to
yeah,
because
the
tight.
Top one is still rough.
It's not a high enough thread count.
Yeah, exactly.
It just keeps the shit away from your finger. Yeah,
it does. Yeah, no, it helps, but I mean, it's not the same as having like a nice four ply. You know.
Yeah.
I'm not even. I was gonna read something, and it just got worse and worse.
Come on, you can't not read it now.
Noah just has a sensitive brown eye.
I like Iron Sheik's quote.
Where is it?
Rob's asshole is like a black hole.
What?
Aren't all of Rob's assholes like that? More
all matter gets sucked into it and can't escape. I don't know.
Rob,
nope.
What do you respond?
Sid's prolapsed anus is a new name. Sid's little red wipe. I like that.
Okay,
that's like a children's book.
Yeah. Or a dessert. Bye, Sid's little red wipes.
I'm noticing wet wipes more and more in bathrooms.
No, red wipe.
I know, but wet wipes, I'm saying.
Rob's got his own agenda here.
I don't
care about what
like
we're talking about.
The wet wipes. I want to make this more of a norm in American culture.
Do you have a certain brand that you like?
That
you prefer?
I just try to get the no scent. Usually I'm getting the Huggies because they have the highest count in there per box.
Don't laugh. That's a good idea. You know?
Yeah. Like... What's the difference if I get like the Huggies brand or the Walgreens?
Whatever
brand.
Works. Yeah. I never think. See, I wish I would think like you know when I go umpiring, a lot of times it's in some fucking meadow somewhere. It's not like you're in a stadium or something. Like it's just an amateur game.
Yeah.
And either if you're lucky, they have a fucking porta potty, and if you're not lucky, you gotta go.
That's if you're lucky. Jeez.
Yeah. You gotta go behind a tree somewhere.
Do like a dog and wipe your ass on the grass.
No, I bring toilet paper. I have toilet paper.
Drag your ass.
Use nature.
In my bag.
Use the tree bark like that Bear in the Shark commercial.
But I don't want remnants. That's the thing. Like you have to really. I do dry, wet, dry. But I can't do that when I'm out there. So I really need.
Bring a bottle of water.
It's not the same. It's not the same. I need my water anyway.
Just shower your butthole with a bottle of Evian.
Some cop will walk by and fucking. Pouring a bottle of water up my asshole.
Dead Julie in slow motion.
No, or you could do a colonic with it.
Oh.
Giving myself an enema while I'm fucking in between innings.
She'd be like, listen, the first baseman said I had my head up my ass. I'm just clearing it out. What do you want me to do? I'm trying to be a good ump.
Anus licking causes sepsis.
I think Shitty Sid Spectacular Sphincter
that's a good one.
Was in the chat for a moment.
Jim Carrey was in that movie. Mm-hmm.
Schenkel asked me when I shit, do I ever yell, you're out? No, I don't. I don't want to call attention to it. Yeah. I like the wet wipes. I mean, at home I just use a toilet.
Yeah, you should consider taking like a to-go wet wipes for your games.
I should. That's why I always forget to. Like, I have them in my house too. I just don't put them in my bag.
You know what, Darren? For your birthday, I might get you a giant pack consisting of smaller packs of to-go wet wipes.
I was thinking of getting you like a nice leather case.
I would love
for your
wet wipes. Every one of you buy me a component of wet wipes to bring.
And then they will form like
Voltron. I was going to say Voltron. One giant Voltron mecha of wet wipes for me to wipe my bunghole as I'm working.
And it'll have like a component for the dry TP as well, so that once you're done with the wet wipes, you could do one over with the dry.
Okay.
So you have a damp butthole. And then maybe a little hand sanitizer thing as well, like a little pump so you can wash your hands while you're outside because there's no sink.
And
another
option
would
be diapers while umping.
Oh,
it's an option, actually.
Also, a battery-powered hair dryer for your hands.
In the compartment, that's it. Wow, this is a fancy little...
You know what I could do is lobby the New York City Parks Department to put bidets in the porta-potties.
Oh, they'd be so dirty.
Well, there's already water fountains there. What the fuck is
that? Yeah, the water fountains look like...
Picture me climbing up on top of a water fountain.
Well, nobody drinks that water anymore. Use it. Give it a use.
I don't know if I want that rusty ass water in my fucking asshole. I think my asshole's cleaner.
Water.
I think my asshole's cleaner than the water fountain.
I don't know. I'm still not convinced about the bidet though. I don't. I guess it just
I don't like
seems
this.
Weird
that joke. That was all shtick. I have no desire to use a bidet. Someone just told me not to take shits in public. That's not an option. I can't pinch it off. I can't. I have to go when I have to go.
Yeah, like when you're upping, you're out there for like 6 hours, like a while.
Yeah. Well, luckily, you know what it is? Not luckily, I should say. I prepare very well. Like I don't eat probably 12 hours before I'm working.
Damn.
And I just have a big meal afterward. But it's been times when it still arose when I had to run. Like I'll just tell my partner, do the game by yourself for 10 minutes, and I gotta run to the I run to a store.
Do you run and like hold your butt?
No, I don't let it get that close.
Do the players know why you're leaving and like give you a hard time about
it? I wouldn't tell them, but if they figured it out, you know, then I kind of take some shit, quote unquote.
You should just get a brown flag and just wave it as you're running to the bathroom.
If this was football, that would be the.
I wonder why that doesn't happen more in Major League Baseball though. You would think, right? I mean.
Well, but they have time between innings, so
to take a dump though, it's like 2 minutes.
Well,
Well, I assume that they don't want to eat before playing anyway, just because it like fucks with your running and whatever. So they're probably not.
But these guys are so fat, a lot of them. Yeah. Like, you know, they probably can't control their eating.
Mm.
I don't know. Have I ever taken a shit while wearing my umpire mask? No, I haven't. Never have. I would take it off. There'd be no reason for it. Thing's heavy.
You ever taken a shit into your umpire mask?
Sid's a little red wipe. Oh, have I? No, sorry. Would that turn you on, Sid?
Sure. Why not?
Sid's a little red wipe. Then Rob might sneak up and finger you in public.
It's true. True, you
now
never
I'm picturing
know.
You like straddling a water fountain, and Rob gingerly tiptoeing up behind you. Poke.
Sid, this one's for you. Yokozuna says, "Blocking Bob Davidson wears a colostomy bag."
Oh, I don't doubt it.
He looks old enough.
I can envision those umpires all rocking diapers or something.
Imagine the stink on a hot summer day in July.
It's 120 degrees on the field, and they're roasting Louis. With shit in their pants.
Brown spots on the AstroTurf.
Well, Richard Christie talks about how when he goes to shows now he wears a diaper
because
he just doesn't want to lose a spot in the crowd while watching the band.
Is it hard to get your spot back?
Well, if it's a sold-out show, sure.
He's a rock and roll celebrity, no?
Still, you don't want to miss a band. You want to watch the band. You don't want to
wait till in between.
You're defending this like it's sensible.
I wouldn't do it, but...
You know what? You're thinking about it.
I would consider it, but I think
you have to be okay walking around with your like piss.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, like it's just like you're sitting
stuff.
In your piss and your poo. You pretty much have to shower.
Well, you don't have
Maybe
to.
Maybe he just made this up, so now when people see him at the show, they're like, "That guy's
get away from
yeah."
Him.
Like,
no,
he's got all the space.
No,
he's that's got a good idea.
He's covered shit.
People have come up to him at shows, like, "Hey, are you wearing the diaper?" And he's like, "Yeah, here's like a look, see." And he'll
and
like,
then
he
like down.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I wouldn't feel comfortable shitting on myself.
Yeah, I guess just peeing. I mean, that's one thing, but shitting.
We all have our moments.
If you really got to go, Darren.
Oh, that's a good one, Campion 95. Did Jake ever need to go for a shit while on stage?
Oh.
No, it kind of just goes away, even if I have to. I don't know. It's just a weird defense mechanism, I guess, because I know I gotta do that thing.
Do you try not to eat before playing?
No, I'll go on stage with, like, 2 burritos.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't care. It's bad. It feels like shit, but I still do it.
Guys, I'm going to have to wave a brown flag on this play. I'm going to run to the bathroom. You guys carry on, though. I can call in.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Have you really gone?
Yeah. Door open.
Yeah. Just take the mic in there with you.
Have you
don't
ever left the Have you ever left the show to
He's
go
already
poop?
Got his belt open, by the way.
Wow.
Everybody...
Rob, just take you can take the mic in there.
That's...
Take the mic.
Why not? Would it reach? We need a wireless mic. That's what we should do with our
How are we gonna put you on the air? It's on your computer.
That's so weird that we're talking about shit and Rob goes and takes a shit.
I have to take it too far.
And he's never done that. Has he ever done that? We did it. You did that once.
Yeah.
And you live blogged it.
No, I called in.
Yeah, yeah. That was,
okay. Oh, we inspired Rob.
Rob's belt is always open. Says
There's a sign that says that over his front door. Just for all visitors to know.
Really, you're saying he has his pants are
it's
always
an
open
belt policy.
Okay. That was his nickname in high school.
Rob, call in already.
Is he calling for real?
I think so.
Rob, Super Nintendo.
Fingers can't move fast.
Rob's loud enough to continue the conversation from the bathroom.
It's true. It's definitely true.
Schenkel wants to know if Rob ever took a shit with a mouthful of sunflower seeds.
Rob, have you ever taken a shit with a mouthful of sunflower seeds?
He didn't hear you.
He's working one out. I think he's concentrating.
Yeah.
He's pushing. He's getting his breath for that.
Hard to answer with when you're biting your lips so hard.
Okay, here's Rob.
Oops.
Rob?
I'm calling.
Calling.
You're on.
Rob, you're on the air.
Hold on. Okay. No, there's no sunflowers in my mouth or seeds of sunflowers.
But ever, have you ever done it that way?
Oh, no. I can't eat and shit at the same time. That's disgusting.
Turn your computer down, please.
Yeah.
There's echo.
We're hearing feedback.
Oh, it's my headphones.
Oh,
just that we're hearing you from the bathroom and then delay.
Fine. It was
a joke.
But I do hear him twice because
it's
a few seconds later.
Rob, can you put the mic next to your butthole while you shit?
I wouldn't do that to my phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me. It's an Apple product.
Can you put your phone in the water so we hear what your turd sounds like when it hits
it?
That I can do, yes.
Oh, Rob.
I mean, I guess I've been on the phone with people while pooping, but I've never done a live broadcast on the pooper, so this is a first for me.
You should do this on your serious show.
Yeah.
You might get more ratings than Cousin Brucey if you did that.
What would Cousin Brucey on the toilet sound like?
What do you sound like on the pole?
On the toilet?
Yeah.
One out here on CBS FM. Hey, and then he would. Oof.
That was a good one.
That's probably not a Cousin Brucey point.
Not anymore.
That's probably like one of those once every month.
It's something. Way flappier.
Oh.
Okay, on CBS FM. It's hard getting old, I'll tell you.
He farted out a kidney.
Oh!
Put that back in.
Oh, it's the last chunk of my gallbladder, baby. Give me the echo, the CBS FM echo. Come on.
Okay. Go ahead.
That was the Doobie Brothers, baby. Doobie Brothers, and I just spotted out my gallbladder on CBS FM. I gotta go off. This is distracting. That's too much. It's like it's gotta be just more like a concert hall.
Okay, hold on. Let's try it.
It's all right. I think the joke's
I never get
over.
To play with this, so let me try.
All right.
Oh. Play with it.
I'll do a whole. I'll play an oldie song and I'll intro it while I'm shitting.
Okay.
This is a little Lovin' Spoonful, baby. I just had some Lovin' Spoonful of Geritol. And I'm about to go take a dump in the CBS FM bathroom. So here's a little Summer in the City for you on CBS FM, baby. Oldies all day on Sirius. Boy, I haven't shat like this in decades, baby. Since 1967, I remember that was a good year. Alright, that's enough of that. Oh boy, why are farts so funny? I don't understand it.
Is Rob still with us?
I don't know, you may have fallen in there. Someone said when he flushes the toilet, we should do a James, do a goodbye.
Just leave him locked in there.
He's trying to get out.
Or maybe like his ass tore apart and he's like he just bled to death.
Jesus, that was like 6 minutes ago. How did he bleed to death already?
Well, he hasn't said a word.
Wishful thinking on Noah's part.
Is he still on the line?
I think I heard a flush.
Oh God.
Oh,
no,
right.
He hung up on us.
Is he going to wash his hands, or is he just going to come out here?
Cousin Deucey. That's a good one.
Yeah.
El Deuterino. Got to give credit. Since we're talking about shit, we should do a thrash it or trash shit. What do you think? All songs related to shit only.
Have like didn't they dedicate a whole website to that, so we don't have to do it anymore?
Oh, is that the point? We didn't want to do it, so he made the website.
That's what I thought it was.
I didn't know. I thought it was.
Yeah,
just...
now we have to pay fees in order to do it.
Why? It's the same website. Why do we have to pay a fee? To who?
Because Metal Injection owns the rights.
This is Metal Injection, though.
I know, but they still.
You haven't thought this out very well, have you? Oh, boy, Rob. Rob, you're 10 pounds lighter. Your stomach is flat. Your stomach is flat. That's all it took.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That was intense.
Your hair is standing.
Yokozuna has I don't know. There's a rumor going around in the chat that you need your mom to help clean you up afterwards after you dump.
That is false.
Robert, come here.
I will say I do not approve of the wet wipe in the studios.
Oh, why? It has aloe vera.
Oh, well, I guess it felt good on the butt, but there was not enough surface area.
Oh,
you need
to get jumbo, jumbo wet wipes for
Rob
your ass?
Rob has the shower curtain.
That's what I like.
Rob is
you use the shower curtain on your ass?
Lob.
Wait, that's not the wet wipes?
Rob is three quarters.
Rob just uses
anus.
Like wet towels, like
wait.
Body towel.
He used a towel, and it wasn't enough surface area for his butthole.
It's all in proportion to his body.
Of course.
Also, three quarters anus is my favorite Dillinger Escape Plan song.
So what did I miss while
more,
I was
more,
wiping?
More poop talk. And okay. Cousin Brucey doing a
show from the bathroom.
Doing a show from the bathroom, playing maybe. The Loving Spoonful. A little Summer in the City on CBS.
Smells like poopery in here.
Does it? I don't think I never. Whenever
I
anyone. Spray
it a little. I guess it's probably on my hands.
Yeah.
I hope
hands.
That's what's on your hands.
Unless you put your hands in the toilet. You know,
I'm
going to
go wash
hands.
My hands again.
The toilet hole.
Ew.
All right. Enough penis. I mean, enough.
What? I was looking at, you know why? Because I was looking at my list of sound effects, and I see Crazy Penis Lady. And that's because that's why I labeled it, because she says P-E-N-I-S.
Oh.
There it is.
P-E-N-I-S goes into the anus.
That's it. Well, that was right above my fart drops, so that's what I thought of that.
Naturally.
Enough. That's the last part.
So, yeah, Jake, was there ever a time where you were on stage and were like, I need to get off stage right now? Like, for anything? Like, whether it being thirsty or peeing or...
No. I've been really lucky, man. Like, I haven't even broken a string yet live. And I've been playing in this band for five years.
Way
years.
To jinx it.
I'll jinx it. I want it to happen. I want to see what I, you know, how I handle the pressure.
But don't you have like 30 other guitars as backups?
Yeah, you know, there's two other guitar players in the band too. So if you multiply that, we have, you know, 60 guitars.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very good.
I passed third grade math.
So if one of us drops out for a minute, it's not a big deal.
But
so
seriously, though,
I could
go
take a shit or if I wanted to.
How many guitars do you guys carry total?
Well, I don't want to say specifically because I don't want to get robbed. I don't want
to
make myself a target.
Rob's right there, though. He
yeah,
to
I won't.
I want to get robbed, but not robbed. You know what I mean?
Rob get ribbed.
Oh.
No.
Rib.
Lib.
Robbed for her pleasure. but we take a lot of guitars between us, and it's...
More than 30?
No, not more than 30 guitars.
Okay.
No. I'd say about four main guitars between all three of us. So.
So then 28 guitars total?
No.
27.
Well, I guess if you count basses, too, those are guitars, right?
Yeah, they're strings.
Nah.
Not really.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stealing lately. Like, how do you guys, did you guys worry about that, getting robbed while, like, on the road? Or
constantly.
Do you sleep with your, like, I guess you guys travel
you
in
you sleep
that?
With your equipment? Is that what you're going to
well,
no, I mean, I was going to ask if you sleep in your like, van, but I realized you guys travel in that, like, the bandwagon or whatever?
Yeah, we normally get a bandwagon, and somebody is usually up all night, so it's nobody's going to break into our stuff. And really, if I was a potential crook and I was looking for something to rob, I wouldn't rob the vehicle that has nine like really pissed off dudes in it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would stay away from that, the tour bus.
You don't want anyone to jump on the bandwagon.
So wait, does somebody, is somebody assigned to stay up all night or someone just ends
no,
up?
No, no, we just have a bunch of sleep schedules, you know? We all do different things.
Who has the weirdest sleep schedule in the band?
Wow, I guess Spencer, because he sleeps all day and stays up all night. That's the weirdest.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a rock and roll vocalist lifestyle, right?
Yeah,
there.
I go to bed at like 9:30. You know, right after I get off stage. You know, I got my pajamas on, warm milk.
They're actually under your jeans when you play. So you
just
take them off right away.
It's all about shortcuts.
Darren, what's your sleep schedule like? You have an interesting one.
Not really. I don't think anymore. I go to sleep around like 5, and I wake up around 11.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
You go to sleep at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
And you wake up at, what, 11 a.m.?
11. I sleep about 6 hours a day. It's been a little bit thrown off lately for whatever reason. I don't know. I've been sleeping later.
It's the holidays.
Yeah. It's been crazy. But, yeah, about 6 hours I sleep. I play online poker, so it's like that's like a very lucrative time to play is at night because a lot of, like, terrible drunk people play at night.
Oh.
So I stay up playing.
So it's a strategy.
That's just also when I happen to be up, but it counts as a strategy. People hand you money online no matter what you do anyway. It's not like that difficult.
And it's also less distracting, I'm sure, to play at like 3 in the morning when not as many Facebook updates.
Yep, I can just control my environment, basically.
Yeah. Like, it's quiet outside.
And I, not for nothing, but I have a much better... I have a much better connection. I have a much better internet speeds.
Oh, yeah, because there's less people online.
Especially in my area where everyone's 72 years old and they're in bed by like 8 p.m.
Wow, and they all know how to use the internet. That's truly impressive.
Well, I mean, I don't know, I'm assuming, but it sure helps that, you know, if they're old, then it would, you know, be better all the time, but it works better at night. So
Yoko,
like someone's on.
Yoko says Darren wakes up just in time for Maury.
I haven't, though. I've been missing it.
That's what a DVR was invented for.
Well, didn't you recently go to a taping of Maury?
Yeah,
it's
at night.
Oh.
It's at night, though.
Yeah.
They tape it at night. They show it.
True. During the winter, I feel like I could just sleep all day. I just want to hibernate.
This
I never
whole
want to
week,
leave the house.
Yeah.
If I could sleep through the winter, I so would.
Mm-hmm.
And just wake up to eat and use the bathroom.
And then just go back to bed. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about practicing your scales and?
Oh yeah,
whatnot?
I guess I should do that.
Can you play guitar in bed? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
You play laying down?
I've laid down before and just had the guitar in my stomach and played it because I was so tired.
Have you looked into sitar?
No, I don't want to play sitar.
Racist. How about sidtar?
Oh.
Turds.
Yeah.
Why would you want to play those?
I do not want to play those. I don't even want to know about those.
What kind of instrument would the turds be?
Can that be the episode title?
No.
Yeah. What is the episode title?
That beef flavored Pepto Bismol.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
By the way, how do you tune a sitar? You know.
I think the sitar is like a
Nobody knows. It's never been done.
You just bang it against the floor.
Yeah. Bunch of racists.
Why? Because a sitar sounds shitty. I'm a racist.
Yes.
Yeah, I really hate it.
If you were less racist, it would sound better to you.
Oh, all right.
Wait, what? I didn't know that was an established thing. That sitar sounds shitty.
Every song sounds exactly the same on a sitar.
How many sitar albums do you have?
11.
Oh, wow.
They all sound
Name
alike.
Them all.
Didn't, like, the only
really,
sitar player die recently, too?
Yeah.
What? The only, yeah. The sitar was
the oldest one. The oldest one ever.
The only one that's known.
The first guy ever to play a sitar died.
The only guy.
Mr. Sitar.
George Harrison. He invented the sitar.
Yeah.
Mr. Sitar. He had his own children's show on.
Yeah, I have a song by this band called Bong.
What?
And they have sitar on it. It's very very enlightening.
Do we have to be subjective? Oh, this is my cynic.
Combining sitar music with Rob music now. This is going to be extra bad.
The band is called Bong, I want to remind you.
It's not Chromium?
No.
They sample sitar. Different.
Oh, there's a little idle. Oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. It's a slow start. Slow build.
Why are you calling?
Oh, it's kind of good. Something's going on. Can I smell your dick? I like it.
No? Oh, wait. I don't know if this is a sitar track. This is, by the way, I've been fast-forwarding. This is already 13 minutes in.
Thank God. Wait, I have their other track. Noah might like this.
Yeah. No, that's not them.
I don't hear the sitar, though.
Wait, I think it's in this
Wait,
track.
It's coming. It's coming in.
Ah, fuck it.
You faded out too soon. You just missed it.
I'm sorry, Noah. Next time we'll play that. I promise.
Well, I don't know. iTunes is acting weird right now.
Yeah, blame iTunes.
Oh, here we go.
That's slow. Yo, sitar.
Maybe iTunes doesn't like Bong either.
Some people in the chat are saying that sitars are still better than trioscapes.
What if it was a trio of sitars?
No!
Yeah, this is a sitar, right?
Triangle, sitar, another sitar.
I listen to this whenever I'm on a plane ride. Because this will...
Come on, no! What? This is a sitar song. That Bang
Come
did.
On!
Hey, listen. Hi, sitar, how you doing? No?
Oh, my God.
The more that you hate on me, the more that I play my sitar.
Hate you. It's still on? What's going on?
Yeah, can we just leave this on in the background? There's 20 more minutes of this.
Yam Shanti Deva.
I feel like to enjoy this, you have to be like so stoned on the couch that you're just numb. Like,
yeah, no,
move.
But also I feel this works for plane rides where you're like, I need to pass out. What is something that will put me in the mindset to pass out?
You mean in case of
this?
Now, listen, let's say a U.S. Marshal hears you playing this music. How fast will they arrest you?
Why?
Because you look like an Iranian already.
What? You specifically, Rob. Not like the royal you.
So all people that listen to this music, Darren, are terrorists?
No, they look like you, is what he's saying.
All people that look like me that listen to this music are terrorists?
It's pieces of a puzzle.
You don't even have to factor in the music part, just all people that look like you.
It's not concrete, but it's, you know, it's enough to start investigating.
It gives them probable cause.
Yeah, exactly. Awatadikaya. Yoga fire. I want some lamb korma right now.
Fast forward.
Lamb vindaloo. Oh, I got to read Yokozuna comment. This is the song Mike Francesa was listening to when he fell asleep.
Gold.
Can't read that one. Sorry. There it is.
Come on.
I can't.
Do it. Do it. The one. Oh, man. Could you at least show me what
I'll
it was?
I'll just read a different one and pretend it was that one. Yes, I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Someone. Did you see this in the chat, Rob? Someone covered one on the sitar, Metallica.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not sure. Let's see.
I'm sure it's horrible.
What is this?
Oh.
Is there
Darren's
vocals?
Not impressed.
Four notes.
Rob's like, this isn't a sitar. This is Indian banjo. What are you talking about?
I'm really disappointed that no one called in to wish Darren a happy birthday.
That's all right. I'm not offended.
What kind of listeners do we have?
We're not giving them any incentive because
everyone... We give them fresh material every week.
This one's fucking drinking his ass off. You paddled Sean until his ass was red. You just told him to call me. There's nothing, you know.
But they love you.
Well, it's okay. I'll take the love from the chat. You don't have to call.
I'm disappointed.
All right, I'm already bored. Yeah, please. Get to the gent. Oh, I feel like I'm in a Bombay elevator.
Do they have those things?
I don't doubt it, actually. Good point.
They just have a rope that they use.
That's a Bombay elevator. And a guy climbs with you and plays the sitar on your ear. And he's the Muzak guy.
And when they bring you down, you land on a mule.
This is the music that plays while you're drinking diarrhea water in Mumbai.
Rob's buying this album on Amazon right now.
No, I one click to buy.
I was just reminded that in the new trailer for the Sean Penn movie, there's like a children's choir that sings "Nothing Else Matters" by Metallica.
Which Sean Penn movie?
Gangster Squad.
That Hold movie on a looks second. So fucking bad.
Really?
Oh, it looks so bad.
Really? What's it about?
It's about him and some other actors that you think are capable of better than, like, they're old time cops busting up the gangsters, and it just looks fucking awful.
What's that one with Tom Hardy that where they live out in the boonies? And they're making illegal wine or something.
That one was already out.
Oh,
I don't
Lawless.
Remember.
Yeah, wasn't that bomb?
It was like him and Shia LaBeouf, right?
Yeah. When did it come to theaters? Because I read about it and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see this. This is
really?
Good. I saw a preview for it. Yeah.
Well, so didn't say that about any Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer. It looked so ridiculous.
But it never came out.
It was like Shia LaBeouf trying to act all serious.
Ugh, I hate
yeah,
him.
No thank you to that.
Like, yeah, we gotta stop these. What the fuck is this?
So this is the Gangster Squad trailer? Oh, wait, this
so
isn't
bad.
The one.
Los Angeles is my destiny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
And Ryan Gosling is in it. And...
this was in Biker Boys, right? Is that a movie this was?
Oh, yeah.
Same shit. We got Metallica. Yeah.
Metallica and Ja Rule.
Yeah, take a listen. It's the first time hearing it. It's new to you.
Yeah. Is this Ja Rule or DMX?
Ja Rule. Wait till James Hetfield's lyrics come. That's my favorite part of this. Because what he says has nothing to do with any of the rest of the song. It's so obviously cut and pasted in the studio. I wish it was a little closer to the Elf Festival.
Okay.
I think I picked. Here it is. Well, it's not worth it. Trust me.
He goes, no more your whipping boy.
Never more your whipping boy. It's nothing. It's like something they crapped out and like left out of load. Like hey, you can have this. Put this in a Ja Rule song.
Gotta put him down.
Don't go.
Oh, this might not be it either.
Who's that right?
Oh, here's a good question. What did Jake think of Lulu? You're a musician. Maybe you have a different take on it.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, like there's no other take on it.
I just wanted to throw it out there.
I mean, it was just terrible. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And, I listened to it like everybody else did. And I couldn't even listen to the whole thing. It was unlistenable.
Awful. I actually listened through the whole thing to see if it would ever, like one tiny part of it would pick up and defy my expectation, and it kept getting worse and worse. It was a torture.
We made fun of it on stage every night when it came out.
Really?
When it came out, yeah.
Is there any footage of that? That must be hilarious.
It's probably it's out there. It's Spencer calling everybody a table. He refers to everybody as a table.
Awesome.
That's good.
So it wasn't just us on the show doing that joke.
No.
We stole it from you.
Did you feel it?
No, I don't know.
So like, did he ever explain what he meant by that? And he goes, what does that mean?
Well, they didn't write the lyrics.
Yeah,
did
you'd
they?
Have
it's
to
all...
ask Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Did he write
like
all the lyrics?
An old play or
I
something.
I feel like Jose interviewed him, and he talked about those lyrics. Let me see if I can find
oh,
that.
Oh, Jesus.
Jose makes about as much sense as Lou Reed, though, so really.
Oh,
really.
Stop it.
Stop it, Sid.
What did Lou Reed think of the tacos?
Lou Reed, he didn't meet Lou Reed.
Who did he interview?
James Hetfield.
Oh, what did James Hetfield think of the
tacos? I don't know, man. I just played the music. I don't know.
One's the table, one's the taco. It's delicious. You put the taco on the table and you eat the taco.
Let's read what the lyrics are. I am the that's the Lou Reed part. Hold on. Let's see where it gets to I am the table. I am the root. I am the progress. I'm the aggressor. I am the tablet. He says tablet? Is it really tablet?
I am the iPad.
These 10 stories. So he's like he's an empty book of pages.
But he says table. I mean, he clearly says table. So maybe he like improvised.
Yeah,
a
bit. I think so. Probably.
You wanted to go with table.
But no, later in here it says table also. I am the view. I am the table.
I am the view. I am the table.
He's the apartment you're about to purchase.
I am all of this. Like, he just named 12, 20 things.
He's an episode of House Hunters.
Yeah, he's on HGTV. He was watching HGTV. Yeah.
Look at this view.
I am the eat-in kitchen.
I am three bathrooms. I am the root. I am the progress. I am the aggressor. I am the 10 stories. I am the table. I am.
But did he write those lyrics, or where is it, did they just... I thought it was like an old play or something.
No. It's the concept album. The concept
it's
of the
inspired
album.
By.
Yeah, they okay. made up their own words, but it's like retelling a story that okay. was an old play about a German hooer, I believe.
Okay. Some bohemian,
yeah,
like turn of the century hipster.
Some shit no one even liked then.
Yeah,
they dug up.
Yeah.
I feel like they're making fun of us. With this record,
yeah,
you know,
really. I mean, I'd like to believe that.
I feel like they're like, we have so much money, we can do whatever we want. let's put out pieces.
And also,
of shit.
I mean, we've yeah. spent more time making fun of it than they spent recording it.
Yeah.
So,
well, they
I
got
don't
us
know.
To talk about it, yeah. so it succeeded a little bit, I guess.
I really don't think. Like, I just really can't see that being the case. I think they are that out of touch that they think this was the.
No,
best.
They think it's good.
Mm. This is the best thing ever, mm. and they can't believe people don't like it.
They're just, like, so far ahead of people.
Yeah, and we don't understand.
Yeah, we just don't understand how good it is.
Worship.
They're so far ahead of us that they've lapped us and they're now behind us.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I have the interview.
Yeah! Oh,
Jose!
What's up, brother?
MTV is lucky to have you, brother.
Oh, man.
You're an inspiration to all metal people, man.
He is
I tell you.
Dude.
You fight for us. And you sit in your home and you do this. Because you love it. It's in here,
no,
man.
We're in
a
studio,
passion.
Dick.
You know what, but you have... put it in there.
No, Jose edited.
You know,
he's saying that he's editing all
guitar.
This.
One of the first songs I learned, was one.
Okay, hold on.
And, and then I went back.
Picked an easier one.
Well, just a dinner. Pretty cool with the camp and being able
to. Can pause it. Does he actually, like, suck James
Hetfield's dick? You push it out into the crowd, and that's
what
you get back, man. We're really excited to be here.
He definitely does.
Stadium is amazing.
That's his talent, being able to be positive.
Everybody's
on
piles on top of each other.
I don't want to lose respect for Jose if he says this is a good album.
Metallica. Can we expect more of these? I know we had one in April, one now.
He's talking about the big four.
Anthrax have an album. I'm not sure what's up.
He's talking about Anthrax.
Out there working with one of your favorite lyricists, Lou Reed.
All right, here we go.
Could tell us a quick little summary of the album. It's called Lulu. Correct?
Lulu, L-U-L-U, based on, you know, late 1800s play, based on a woman, you know, a siren who ends up being man's ruin. You know, everyone falls in love with her, but they can't stop, and she has no regard for them, no soul, you know, kind of soulless and just out to party and whatever. You know, you look at her two
sort of
ways.
Like
you know, she's just doing what she
soulless
wants,
just
she's
out
to really.
That's how I look at all of you.
Are you
and
right
she's
now,
very captivating.
Yeah, Rob.
There was some movement.
Being
down.
In love
yeah.
with
I am not jerking off.
Look, God.
Rob just loves James Hetfield's voice.
I think
so
Jose.
He just
Jose's
likes Jose's
voice.
Interview style.
Yeah.
I think. Get some.
I wish I could be that good. Great follow up. I wish I could pretend to like Lulu.
You've lost yourself and.
So you pretend to like, you know, Cyopas and all that stuff.
No regard for you.
But
the feeling
he's on
all,
another level.
Anyway,
he's like
pretty deep. It's a very
it's
adult
deep.
Kind of concept.
So if you don't like it, you're immature.
Jose, you wouldn't understand.
It's historic.
Yeah.
It's history that has happened. And
like people can relate to someone like.
Yeah. Yeah, we can all relate to an 1800s bohemian
just,
prostitute.
You know, that had their heart stepped on and crushed. And, you know. This is that person
because,
who's doing it, but
because when you say I am the table, everyone completely knows
yeah.
that you're talking
Wait,
about.
We've all felt like furniture before.
I feel like
and they've got, you know, maybe soulless or no feelings, whatever it is. And at the end of this, there's this whole thing
Spoiler
where she,
alert.
You know, she's a prostitute and she ends up taking on
Dirty Girl.
Yeah, she ends up taking on Jack the Ripper as a John, and he does the ultimate supreme violation, which is. You know,
yeah, that's very metal and very rock,
you know. So,
yeah, killing prostitutes.
I feel Jose's pumpness about stuff like that. First, Rob, stop whatever the fuck you're doing below the table. It really looks
like I'll keep my head. I'm not doing anything.
Keep your head up on the table.
Your hand's shaking up and down. But I feel like, doesn't that sort of denigrate metal fans as a group when you got this guy who, like, is a representative of metal fans? It's like, yeah, murder, that's metal, that's rock and roll. Like,
it's a story, though.
But, okay, even still, metal
it's
fans
like,
are
it's
not
like
all
horror
that
thing. He's
no,
horror. No, he was switched off, and then he got to the Jack the Ripper part, and he said, yeah, he was talking about
he's
that.
Such lowest common, and not like, yeah, come on.
You can feel free to email him your critique.
And why does he represent all metalheads? He just represents himself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you know any other metalhead like Jose? Because I don't.
I try to avoid anyone like Jose, metalhead
yes,
or not.
Yes, I
so.
Honestly do. But not like pseudo metalhead, like the ones that like, you know, Five Finger Death Punch. I like him.
But he's like the MTV representative of metal at this point.
Yeah.
And when he's like, yeah, killing hookers, that's metal, right? Like, that's such a stereotypical meathead fucking yeah. thing.
He's
like
Ricky Rackman.
Ricky Rackman was way more low-key than that.
But, I mean, he's in that position.
Yeah, now,
he's
yeah.
Ricky Rackman's
he's the torchbearer.
Successor. Mm. And Matt Pinfield.
So how does he represent all metal fans?
No, but going back, well, but whatever, like, I don't think there's anything, like, he's just into horror, so he's into the horror aspect of the story.
I think part of that, though, is him
I
playing
think,
a character.
But I think also you're, I don't think he's playing the character, yeah. That's just how
I'm
he is. I
hang
out
credit.
With him. Yeah.
Is it mostly Lou?
It is mostly Lou.
Okay.
He came with the lyrics.
Blame him.
We're all finished.
So your part that I heard in the song today called The View, that was what Lou wrote.
Yeah, he wrote all the lyrics.
I am the aggressor. I remember that line from that song.
An old
song.
Man mumbling in a rest
home. On the table, I am the aggressor. I am, you know, kind of a, I don't know, a higher power kind of look at things. The lyrics are intense, and every time I listen to this thing, there's a line that I pull out, and I just gnaw on that potent little thing all day. And it's like, man, it's
right.
deep, and, you know, without getting too artsy-fartsy, you know, you can take it to another level. So it's not just, you know, rock. It's not party rock. That's for sure. It's deep, dark, and intense. Yes.
Yeah, man. That sounds like a lot of what turned out over the years. James Hetfield.
Just call him James
doing it up
Hetfield?
For
James. You call him James. Come on. Lay
that's
off.
His
lay
Mexican
off.
Accent.
Now you're just nitpicking.
Yeah. Come on, James.
So there you go. He doesn't
James
wanna...
Hetfield.
Come on. Stop it.
See?
Wow.
That was
too
bad,
far.
By the way.
Too far. I love that James is like, it's really deep, Jose. It's really
yeah,
deep.
Really deep.
You
worship,
are...
worship.
People might not understand it.
Worship. Worship. Not to get artsy-fartsy, but it's really deep.
I feel like the way he wrote those lyrics was like his nurse followed him around with a tape recorder in Shady Pines.
It's like the old man on Breaking Bad with the bell, and he dinged it aside by the time that she had picked the letter.
She just went through the dictionary.
She wrote all the that poor woman.
She pointed to table. He's like, ding, 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 ding. Oh, okay, table. I am the table.
It's like, are you sure that's what you mean?
Yeah.
They went through that page three times.
Worship, worship.
Three times, really?
Oh, he sounds like such an alta jaja in that line.
Throw it away.
Someone who actively despises you.
Despises you. Hi, everybody. I'm a vaudeville comic. I actively despise you.
Sorry.
Hug Hal.
What?
Hug Hal in the chat said, I didn't like Jose until I met him in person at Mayhem Fest.
Isn't it Hugh Al?
Hug Hal? H-U-G. H-A-L.
Hugh Al. Hugh Al.
Hug Hal.
Or Hugh Al. Maybe his first name is Al and last name is Hugh and he just... The last name, first name. Mm.
What did he say, anyway?
He said, I didn't like Jose until I met him at Mayhem Fest, and he was cool as
he's
fuck.
He's very cool. I'm not
he's a great
guy. Bad person.
He seems like a very nice guy, but typically nice people are sort of lame. They're not as interesting.
So you just hate that he's a nice guy.
Because he's, like, so over the top with
I think
nice
that's really him.
I really,
that is
you
right.
Like if he was an asshole in person and was over the top?
I want him to be an I want everyone to be an asshole all the time, in person, in video.
Yeah, he's a little too happy. He's a little too happy for Sid. He's a little too positive.
He beat me over the head with it. Because he can't be that happy about everything. That's what I keep saying. There's no he has no moral barometer. There's no. If you're at 10 about everything... Then how do I know when it's legit or not? He's the VJ who cried wolf.
Yeah, but Sid, you're an atheist, and I don't want to talk to you.
It's true.
I got to read some Yokozuna comments.
Yokozuna?
Yeah.
Yokozuna.
He's in the chat, too. Jose works on Sabalo Gigante.
What's that?
It's,
come on, you don't know what that is?
It's a show like on, like...
It's not on Telemundo. It's on Univision. Yeah. And it's on Saturday. it's like another
It's a competitor,
it's
yeah.
Giant Saturday.
Giant Saturday, I mean. Mm. And they it's like The Price is Right combined with American Bandstand combined with like a bunch of...
No, the ultimate like variety show.
Yeah, it's a game show with variety. And they call audience participation, all that shit. But they have this one guy hosting it for the last 40 years or something.
Oh, do you remember his name?
Don Francisco, his name is. But he's Jewish. He's a Jewish... Descent.
Oh, we talked about this on the show.
Yeah, he's an Argentinian guy who's completely Jewish. His real name is like Mario Kreutzenberger or something like that.
Wow.
Something like that. It's around there. Right.
Kreutzenberger is coincidentally Jake's real last name.
Right.
It's really Jake Kreutzenberger.
Is there a joke that I don't know? Like his name is similar to that? I don't
know. No. It's just your last name doesn't sound very Jewish. Bowen.
He's not Jewish.
You're not Jewish. Why did I assume you were Jewish?
I don't know.
I thought you were like a German Jew.
Earlier today you said half German, will be if half you want Italian. Me to. Remember
it's
that
true.
Right?
He did say that.
But there are plenty of Italian-German Jews.
Yeah. They were all killed during World War II. Like
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, no. It's Misha who's Jewish. He's the Jew in the band.
Oh, yeah, Matt, too.
Matt is also Jewish.
Nobody believes Misha's Jewish, though, but he actually is.
Yeah.
There's another website you could start off, just Jews and Metal.
They had a interview series called Jew on Jew Interviews, where they would interview Jews in metal.
Did they interview you?
You're not in metal.
I'm gonna
He's a Jew. He's not in metal. What? He's into Chromeo. Isn't that
the best? I guess that's true.
You could be into Chromeo and into metal.
Is there any like Jews into like dance music that the interview series?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called just any Jew. Any most Jew. Jews. I mean, come on.
What about who's that Avi from Agudah Grant?
Oh yeah, I mean he's Israeli, so
yeah. Well, a lot of Jews there. And where's the other one I wanted to read? Fuck, I think I lost it.
Where's the one that you said you couldn't read? Read that one.
It's a goner.
God damn.
Nice try though. I can't find it. Oh, Lou Reed is a fachachta schmuck. That's what he said. We knew that.
Yeah, you said that too. They're just ripping off your lines now.
That's good. Hey, listen, they say your lines in here too.
All right.
Nothing wrong with
I
that.
I like that as a result of the show, there are all these like little Darrens running around in the world quoting you.
Not just me. Like Sean.
Not just because of the show.
Yeah,
honey.
Also
let
because
me
of
tell
his
you.
20s.
There's some Sean quotes that, you know, somebody going to get pregnant.
I always hear Rob's voice, like the Rob drops, like, over it.
Come on, guys. I find myself saying that. Oh,
or I like drugs.
Hey, guys. I love Bujanina. That's my favorite one.
I love Bujanina. I'm right here, you guys.
I feel so dirty saying that.
I wonder what it was that he was saying that made him feel so dirty.
It was
I think
like
the Hitler
Bujanina.
Line.
Oh.
I sucked like a popsicle, totally. No, not that.
That came on later.
Spray to my chest.
That doesn't sound like me.
Sean sounds like so desperate for it in that.
Spray to my chest.
Tons of gay sex.
Sean says he has a ridiculous like green phlegm that he's coughing up or whatever.
You know what he texted me during the show? Like, I don't know if I want to give attention to it.
No.
Sure, you already
or
mentioned
should
it.
We? He wrote, my New Year's resolution is to be on the show as much as humanly possible. Hope tonight went well! !!
You should reply, our New Year's resolution is to bar you from the show as much as possible, so let's see who wins.
Also, he texted this at 8:30 while
yeah,
we're
like,
still on the air.
So he like forgot the air time,
he could have called
too.
In and said it.
Hmm.
Oh, so he texted you that, too?
Yeah.
Maybe he nice. Went to Europe. And he's on later time and didn't remember the time difference.
Maybe he's a half hour time zone ahead of us.
I did that, remember?
Yeah,
did we
that's
ever
right.
talk
you
about
weren't
this?
Even in Europe.
No?
You don't remember this? This was the episode when you and Sid were on alone and you read his live journal.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't there, but why? Because I was in Vegas. And Sid said, oh, you should call in around, whatever, 9 o'clock. We did it. Well, was it what time was it? 11, right?
Yeah, I think
yeah, so. Call in at 11 or whatever. Because it was from 10 to 12 back then. So I called in, 11. Meanwhile, it's like, it was like 2 a.m.
local time. But
it went to a different podcast on Block Talk.
I planned it out so perfectly. Like, I went to play poker. I said, I'm coming back at this time. I'm going to be in the room. I'm going to do a segment. I'm going to call. And I call Sid, and he's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? The show just ended. Like, show's over.
I remember in the moment thinking, I wonder if he just forgot the time change. No, that's ridiculous.
And I'm like, okay, I'm
3 hours later on the dot, ring, ring, ring. Or no, you IM'd me because we were off the air.
Oh, is that what it was? Already?
I think you IM'd me, and you're like, hey, why the show's not picking up? What's going on?
You should have.
And I'm like, dude, take a look at your watch.
You should have reminded me.
And you're like, what do you mean? And then a few seconds past, you're like, oh, damn it.
I'm a dummy. That's the bit
See,
list.
But Darren, at least you tried. Sean doesn't even make any sort of effort.
This is not a competition. I'm not going to get into a feud with Sean. But he should really be here.
Well, you can't get into a feud with him because he's not here.
That's right. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Someone's saying that the Liar Journal was amazing. That was.
Yep. That was a fun episode.
Recently.
I don't know if you
yes,
remember, but
fun.
Jenny brought like school lunch from her school, and there were all these roaches
God.
In it. And
oh,
Sid,
right.
Sid like ran up against the wall.
I don't know about
bro,
that.
Bro,
Sid
roaches has a deathly fear.
It's not fear.
Of
I just
roach
think gross. I don't want anything to do.
Flies.
With it.
If there's a fly in
ants,
the house,
I don't have as much of a problem with. But roaches, like centipedes.
What's it? Why an
ants? It's like a little fucking speck. It doesn't scare me.
They don't do anything.
But a roach is
it's
like,
bigger. It's grosser. It looks.
It's slightly
there's
bigger.
There's more space to collect
roaches
like scum and dirt.
But what
yeah,
what would it do to you?
Faster.
Why are you so
nothing?
Like,
it's just gross. You got tentacles.
They
and
might
stuff.
like crawl up his.
Yeah, the roach probably thinks you're gross. All right,
that's fine.
Mr. Judgment over here.
He won't keep away from me then.
No, roaches are pretty fucking gross.
Yeah,
I don't like those water bugs.
Yeah.
Because they get to be so big. And they also fly around.
They don't fly, but they have the ability to leap really far.
Yeah.
They can't actually fly.
Like the Carl Lewis of the insect world.
Ugh. No, they do fly. I've seen them fly.
Look it up. Roaches can't fly.
No, the water
bugs fly.
That's in Florida, though. They don't have those here, do
they? Yes, they do. They had them in Bensonhurst, and I live in Bensonhurst.
You had roaches?
I had a bunch of water bugs, like those centipede ones with all the legs.
That's
and then the ones that look like roaches.
So
and it was
definitely
a water bug because of the marking on the back.
I don't know.
You studied them?
The exterminator said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. One time I killed one before the live cast and I made Sean clean it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I can't fuck with that. I just dropped the dictionary on it and like leave it there for 2 weeks. And not...
And then you come back and you see it's like skeleton.
I wait till it's not gooey anymore, and then I just.
You just gotta get rage, so then you'll just see them dead.
Yeah, I can't swat them because if you squat, if like all this yellow stuff comes
out. Yeah, that's even grosser to me.
That's why I drop a dictionary, so I don't like all the outward squish is covered by this giant.
Yeah, but then all the
then it just
stuff
dries
on your
up.
Dictionary.
Yeah.
Well, I use a crappy the Oxford English Dictionary, which is great. It's like four. It's like they photocopied it. It's really old. It's before, you know, whatever. And they have four pages on each page. So it's shrunk down, and each four
mm-hmm.
pages of it is on each page. And it's still like 150 pounds, this fucking thing. It's
so
huge.
you pretty much drop an anvil on a cockroach.
Yeah. No, not a little one. I would just – I try not to kill any animals. Honestly, like even a fly, I let them go. But with roaches could – house and like spread disease, you know, and like they get in your food, so you have to kill them. But and if a fly comes in, and it make fun of me at poker because like a roach or not a roach, but usually flies will come in and they're like fucking kill it if it's near me and no one else can.
And Darren catches it on his fingers and like lets it out the
window.
I do.
No, not a fly, not
like
a fly.
Disney princess.
If it's a spider, I do that. If it's a fly, I just shoo it away. You know, I just wave it away. I'm like, come on, fucking kill it! Like these guys are so.
Come on, Durinsky.
Isn't that
fly?
Durinsky! Kill the fly for me, that handsome devil.
He's like, oh, there's a fly in it. Let me get it with my lips.
That guy was there. Like, I got video of him, actually. I got video of him.
What?
Oh, my God, we have to see this.
Not at the game, but he was, first of all, the guy came in with his brother, and they're both like 75, 76 years old. Dropped in about 45 minutes, like $3,000 together.
Oh.
And it was the brother putting the guy in the game, like with his money in his wallet. So, and they pissed drunk, both of them.
They both leave. The guy who gave me a ride home took them home because they were falling over drunk. They had just left their cars there. And he took them both home. And in the car, they're singing fucking Syrian songs. They're, like, ranting, like, oh, my God. They're sobbing, crying. My wife's in the hospital. I love my wife so much. My life is over. I'm an old man. Derensky, I love you so much. You're such a good boy. You're such a handsome man. Like, oh.
And this is what you have video of?
I have some of that. Of I have some crying? Of that. Yes, of them crying. I didn't turn it off. I felt like I can't suddenly, because I put it on because it was goofy, and then they noticed it, and they started playing to the camera. So I think now I can't stop doing it. I have to hold it
and
there.
And then your wrist starts hurting. Yeah, well, it's going over your hard drive space.
It stayed on until they got out of the car, so.
30 minutes later.
Oh my goodness! I want to see this.
You can't really see; it's too dark to see, but you hear all the shit.
Okay,
well,
okay, I just now.
We're
the show now. I don't think I want to put the video on, like for the audience to see, because I don't want to embarrass the guy because we talk so much shit about him.
Mm-hmm. Just wait till
but
he dies.
I would.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus! I would put the audio of it.
Okay.
Put the audio of it.
Let's wrap this up so we could listen to that. We're interested in that.
We can watch it and laugh and have fun.
Okay. Well, this was a good dump of comedy that we took on the collective chests of our live cast listeners. Gave them a nice Cleveland creamer.
There you go.
That's the worst one.
I like it.
It's like a turd coming up from the water to like take a breath.
Like a shark turd.
It's like a scuba turd.
It bites back.
Summary.
I like that there's a Sid's vegetable nightmare in the chat.
Oh, gross.
That guy was
probably
in there last
carrot.
Week. Yeah.
Terrible.
All right. We will be back next week. I'd like to thank Jake from Periphery for driving up all the way from Maryland just to do a guest spot on our show. Yeah, that's like really sweet.
You're welcome.
Yeah, come back anytime. Anytime you feel like driving up just to do the show, feel free to just come up to do the show.
Thanks, Rob. I'll do that.
And then maybe you could crash at Rob's afterwards.
Yeah,
Rob's.
Yeah.
We will be back next week with a new episode. Hope you can tune in. Darren, do you have something to play us out?
No. But I can get something if you want it. What do you want?
A song parody of some sort?
Oh, you want the song parody? I didn't know you wanted that. All right, what would you like?
Surprise me.
Okay.
They've had popsicle sticks inserted anally. A soldier calling from Iraq, dodging IEDs. If you like needles porn, then you're just like 3D. He's not a racist, but he sprays his walls with penis cream. Anal sex and poop, whores and OCD. You never know just what you'll hear on the live cast this week. High school dykes and cops, obsessed with Jenny's feet. You'll miss I like your toes on the live cast this week. Googlers, shit, I'm gone. Scolnik's unemployed. Serious certificate. No, it's pride and joy. Chuck Blandington says something mean. And Rabba eats sushi. Then pizza. Destroyer calls with awful comedy. Noah's making jokes. Trying to make Sean first. He'll probably fuck like dogs on the live chat this week. They just got engaged. And isn't that so sweet? We'll give away his firstborn son on the live cast this week. 12th caller. I'd like to take this time to introduce my band. On the bass, we have the legendary Dave Mustaine. On the drums, the one and only Dave Mustaine. Over there on rhythm guitars, you guessed it, David Mustaine. And on lead guitar and nasally vocal, it's me, Dave Mustaine. Wow.
but it's amazing how I can talk and still play a solo. I'm the man. A room full of Jews, plus one Chicago ginger, talking about mitzvahs, matzahs and bar mitzvahs. I need a plate to shoot my load, that's what burrito bags are for. Now, Robert, please, no more the face, I can't take anymore. Shlomo can't pronounce the word he's trying to speak. We need a damn translator on the live cast this week. Adult circumcision, colonoscopy. But you're not watching House, it's the live cast this week.